Hey, everybody. Michael Thiessen here for Liberty Coalition Canada. We have a special today. We are going to take 10 minutes, myself and Randy Hillier, to try to encourage everybody to get out voting and to answer some questions that we're dealing with over here at Liberty Coalition Canada. So, Randy, thanks for being on the hot seat. So one of the first questions that we're being asked a lot is, can we win? Like, do Liberty candidates, such as the PPC party, such as any other party or individual standing up for Liberty, is there a chance of winning?
Well, not only is there a chance, the odds are in our favor, Michael. This is a unique election, one that is unlike any other. But for freedom-minded Canadians, we have a great opportunity. And I would say, our only opportunity to end this madness through the polls. And let me give you a couple facts and why I say that. In the last election, when Justin Trudeau won, he won with 6 million votes. We know by the government's own numbers, and these numbers have definitely increased in the last week or two with the escalation of restrictions, but by the government's own numbers, 6.5 million Canadians are opposed to the mandatory vaccines and the vaccination passes. So the math is very simple there, that if people who desire freedom and want to end this communism and tyranny get out to the polls, that 6.5 million represents a win across the country. And just to put this in a little bit more of a perspective to help people understand, we don't need a majority of votes. In this election, most ridings will be contested by at least five parties. Four of those parties are on one side with the narrative of fear and danger and terror. That's the Liberals, the Conservatives, the NDP, and the Greens all promote that singular narrative. And then there's the People's Party of Canada, which is on the other side, saying we oppose mandatory vaccines, oppose vax passports, oppose further gun control and further restrictions and lockdowns. So in a five-way race or a four-way race, 30% of the voters in every riding can and will make the difference in this election. So, you know, one in three, and I know that we're well on that number. So people should have confidence and optimism that if they get off the couch, we will regain our freedom on September 20th.
I just want to add to that a personal anecdotal story. Folks, you're seeing all the advertising about, you know, be safe, come, all of these rules and regulations about coming to the polls. Don't let that keep you at home. If you're a liberty fighter and all of those warnings just in themselves are a turnoff to you, don't let that keep you at home. It's that type of stuff that will continue if we don't get out and push through and get to these polls. And as Randy has just said, we've got a great chance at this particular election to be motivated around one central idea, and that is free Canada. All of these thousands of people who are losing their jobs in the next number of weeks because of these mandates and these measures, let's free Canada from this ridiculousness and get out there and vote. But Randy, you know, people are going to ask another question that I've heard almost my whole life, but we're hearing it a lot right now at Liberty Coalition Canada. Shouldn't we be concerned about vote splitting? If I take that age old step to go from what I've voted for in the past to voting for a new party, aren't I going to be one of those people that splits the votes between those two parties and I just let another dominant party win? So shouldn't we be concerned about vote splitting is the question.
No, this is one of these age old misinformation tactics by political parties to demotivate one team or motivate another team. You know, the very idea of vote splitting is a distortion and a falsehood. You have one vote. You as an individual get to vote either for something or against something. And again, this election, it's very clear. You can either vote for freedom with the People's Party of Canada or another independent if they're running, but and then you get to select or select a continuation of the tyranny with any one of the other four major parties. So, you know, our system is based on this fundamental design and concept. And that is you vote for the person in your riding. Nobody votes for Trudeau or O'Toole or Jagmeet Singh or Maxime Bernier. They're all in different ridings. And so that you vote for the name on the ballot, not the party leader. And it's the party leader who becomes prime minister is that person whose party gets most seats. So if you, the way I put it, and I think this is the clearest term, you know, we've seen O'Toole last weekend came out and said that he's in favor of mandatory vaccines. He also came out and said that he's in favor of vaccine passports and gun control, amongst many other liberal platforms. There is no daylight or difference between Aaron O'Toole, or some people refer to him as Karen O'Toole, and Justin Trudeau and Jagmeet Singh. So there is no vote split. Somebody can choose the blue evil or the red evil or the orange evil or the green evil, but it's all evil. Or you can choose freedom and vote for the PPC.
You know, as you were explaining that, the idea of vote splitting, no one splits my vote. Nope. My vote counts. And we have to unify around the one issue of liberty at this election. We just can't let this slip by, and we can do it. Okay.
I guess another way of saying that is a vote is a representation of your conscience.
That's right.
That vote represents your conscientious beliefs. And I would add this one final say, Michael, you know, if you don't vote for who you want, you're being dishonest with yourself. And if you're going to be dishonest with yourself, don't be surprised that the person that you're electing is going to be dishonest with you.
And also, if you don't know what the actual stance of the party that you normally vote for is, and you're uneducated and you just go and throw them a vote, don't be surprised if they don't represent anything you believe, because you haven't done the work to understand. A friend of mine, Andre Schutten, just was giving this advice. If you're a Christian, think about what the heart of God is over an issue. Think about what the candidate in your area is saying about the issue, and match your vote with the candidate who represents the heart of God on the issue, not just because you want to have some strategic win. The next question that I'm hearing, based upon all of the concerns about the U.S. election, is that can we have confidence in our Canadian electoral system, or is it all rigged and I might as well stay at home because it's all rigged anyways?
That is you hear that frequently, Michael, and that is the excuse of victimhood. You know, that's the excuse to do nothing and just stand back and say, well, I'm a victim and I can't do anything about what's happening to myself. And of course, that is not a Canadian way. It's not a Christian way. We all have an obligation to do our part. And so I would say we have conflated the American distortions that in that we believe, many people believe that they happen in Canada, and that's not true. Unlike the United States, we don't use voting machines. machines in Canada. And I often tell people we export those voting machines, but we don't use them right here ourselves. Not yet, anyway. And all our ballots are counted individually by a person or by a group of people with scrutineers from every political party and every candidate present during the vote. So that happens in the polling station after the count, and the scrutineers can object to any decision by the chief electoral or the returning officer in that polling station. So that's a verification process on the integrity. We also have, for our mail-in ballots, unlike the United States, once again, all our ballots are counted individually by people with scrutineers present to make sure that the ballots are accounted for and recorded and collected in the right ridings and for the right candidate. So, but here's a good example of how people can be involved in the electoral process other than just voting. You know, you can certainly volunteer with one of your local campaigns and become a scrutineer and help out and make sure that the system is fair. And there's one other thing that I want to add to that, because it's come up recently as well. And that is, you know, I had somebody call me the other day and asked if they could use a pen, or because they were uncertain if they used a pencil, if the vote would be
spoiled,
modified in some fashion. And I'm going to say to you, all ballots in Canada are done with a pencil, and they've always been done with a pencil. And that's just the way it is. So don't worry about bringing your own pen or your Sharpie or your magic marker. The pencils are there, and the scrutineers make sure that there's been no alterations to the vote.
That's great. You know, people are just genuinely concerned. People are looking around the world. They're looking particularly to the U.S. border, and they're generally concerned. One of the issues going on right now is that there is a low trust in government. Is polling helpful? Is polling predictive? Or also, is there censorship in polling?
I can say yes to all of the above.
So that's it. That's easy.
So first off, just to inform people, there is both misinformation and manipulation and a skewing of data in all that, in all those questions. So let me give you an example. Many pollsters will not include independent candidates or the PPC as an option when they poll someone. Okay, they'll say, you know, who do you like best? O'Toole, Trudeau, Jagmeet Singh, and we forgot about Maxine, and they don't even give you people as an option. So that's one way of skewing the polls. One of the other ways that they do is these pollsters have a preferred body of known individuals that they poll, right? And they use that pool only to make their decisions. And I know this. I'm in some of those pools, Michael. So I get polled quite often. And but what it doesn't do, it doesn't reflect all the other people who have never been involved in politics. And that's what we're seeing here a great deal, why the online polls show the PPC with tremendous leads and the mainstream pollsters showing a very different story. And just for your audience's information, historically, about 40% of the people in Canada never vote. Never. And I think that's one of the reasons why we're getting so many questions this election. That 40% of the population now know the importance of this election. Those people who historically have never been involved with pollsters, never been involved with politics, never been involved with voting, are really highly motivated and engaged, but they're not being seen by the mainstream pollsters. And I'll, one other element of that is, for a great many people, they're also remain very reluctant, very hesitant to demonstrate their opposition to the vax pass, mandatory vaccine. And we've seen this for the last 18 months. People know that if they are public in their opposition, they are subject to scorn and ridicule and potential job losses. So many of the people who are opposed to these measures, who will be voting for the PPC, remain unseen to the general public or the pollsters.
I think you bring up a really good point, and I want to hammer home on this. Folks, if you are one of the masses who will privately message Randy, or you'll privately message me, and you'll say, good job, keep going, I don't know how you handle all of the public backlash, I just don't have the stomach for that. Well, guess what? You get to walk behind a sheltered polling station. You get to privately have a ballot, and you get to share with the whole world what you really think without anybody ever knowing it. So let's get some good results. And if you're someone who has been quiet and quietly supportive, this is the time that we need to hear your voice. And you still get to do it with a level of anonymity. You don't have to tell anybody how you voted. So let's get out there. Let's make sure that if you've been quiet, your voice screams like a lion at this vote.
I'm just going to add one more proof point for the people watching. 3 weeks ago in Nova Scotia, they had a provincial election. There was one independent candidate in that election, and she had been attending anti-lockdown rallies. She had been speaking out about opposing the lockdown measures in Nova Scotia, and what happens to all politicians who speak out. She was promptly kicked out of her caucus, but she had the resolve to run as an independent candidate in the Nova Scotia election. The last poll before polling day pegged her at 8% in the polls. That night, when all the ballots were counted, Michael, she had over 50% of the vote in that riding, and she won. So that's the message that I think you just clarified for many people, that, and many people know this, in the privacy of the ballot box, you can do with confidence what you'll be shamed for doing in public. So I'm confident there's going to be a great many ridings throughout our country that will be a representation, just like in Nova Scotia, and freedom will prevail throughout our country on September 21st.
Well, thank you for your time. Everybody, share this video. If you've got people asking all of these types of questions about the election, share this video and get it out there, because we need you to show up at the polling stations. It's my wife and I are leaving right now to go and do some early voting. So you can go and do that too. Thanks, Randy.
Bye-bye now.